Yo, what's up, my guys, my gals? Welcome back. Everybody, go ahead and gather around one more time. I've returned. Today is season 3, episode 701. Hey, nigga, you think I'm listening to you? Well, hell no, ain't nobody listening to you, man. Gone somewhere. Anyway, yo, if you do, shout out to you, man. Glad you came through. Sure appreciate that, man. Since you didn't know, this is how things go. If you see somebody, man, go and tell somebody, come be a part of something, man. Just make sure you let them know we're a reachable platform for any and all creators, man, who want to get their voice out there to the people. See, we all gather around here, man, to make sure everybody can reach out to the public, you know what I'm saying? And hell, I do believe, yo, if we all keep working together, man, this, right here, this is how we're going to move the culture forward. So go on and join up now and sign up today. Day ones, what's the word? Everybody good? Y'all all right? It's a little bit of work to do, man. We're going to go and get to it how we do. First off, though, everybody, please make sure you go look in the mirror, get right with you, then come on outside and try to be somebody's friend or employee and whatnot. You just want to make sure that you can spread some positive vibes around here, man. Combat all this negativity and things. I'm finna be smoking on this Oreos today, you know what I'm saying? Had it before. It still looks the same to me and shit. And I'm finna go on and get to it, bro. Let's kick this shit off, man. Let's kick it off. So, I mean, what's been going on? A bunch of shit. I guess I could share a little bit. I might get a little frustrated, though, because there has been a lot of fucking money spent recently, guys. A lot of fucking time spent. A lot of questions to ask. Hang on just a second here. Let me make sure I got my lighter. All right, I got it. Anywho, let's get to it, though. Took the trip. Trip was decent. Fucking everything afterwards, though, you know what I'm saying? That was what was a little bit testy. the car, during the you know, move around, it was, you know, behaving weirdly and shit. Come to find out, it needed a battery. So, you know, call, get the battery, buy the battery. Battery about $200. The very next day, the car gets taken. Fucking came, took the car. Apparently, the payment that was sent to these fucking bloodsuckers, It, for all unknown reasons, bro, I have no fucking clue. It never made it. And I was actually, you know, when we were gone, I was actually wondering why we had, you know, so much money and shit. I was like, well, you know, I already did that with the car and shit, so and so. Okay, decent shit. I thought we were spending what we could and shit. Like I said, though, payment never went through. They came, got that motherfucker, and it's gonna be an arm and a leg to get out. Right at the, you know, cusp of this Halloween shit. You know what I'm saying? Right at the tip of this motherfucker, bro. And I don't know. Maybe. Next year, we fucking, you know, we'll just get the Halloween costumes in September, because Lord knows, this was just unforeseen. We had just fucking got back. Wasn't nobody thinking about no, oh, they finna come get the car shit, bro. Like, hell no. You know what I mean? Because, honestly, if we were moving how we were supposed to be moving the other day, we wouldn't even be sitting still like that and shit. But, you know. Yeah. That shit's crazy. I'm motherfucking stunned because, you know, I still had to put the episode out today. I still had to, you know, talk about shit and put on this fucking face. Still had to put on this fucking face, man. And shit is just all weird now. Shit is just all weird now, bro. Not a fucking fan of how things are going. Not a big fan of it, bro. Shit is sucky. Yeah. What else? I don't want to bore you with my fucking failures, because this shit, like, like both times, all right, like you call one tow truck company and shit, and you know, they send the guy out and shit, you know, call AAA, they send a dude out, he tells me what's the, you know what I mean, this is just to get the battery. He's giving us his best options and shit, getting us back on the road. Pay him, he's all super nice and shit. But the next day, another fucking company comes, and, you know, that guy's, he's just doing his job, he's nice too, I couldn't be fucking mad at him and shit, bro, like, you know what I mean, like, we're sitting there cracking jokes and shit, but I'm like, I'm still telling him, like, but nah, man, you here to take the car. You know what I mean? Because as light as motherfuckers tried to make it, it wasn't a joking matter, bro. I knew goddamn well, like, man, I just knew that, you know, shit was going to go in our favor. But unfortunately, sucky shit. Look, sucky shit, man. This ain't shit, though. It ain't shit. Players gonna bounce back. Look, players gonna bounce back. You know what I'm saying? Shit gonna be just fine. Brighter side of shit, bro. At least. I mean, you know what I mean? It ain't all too damn. It's not all too cheery, but, you know, it's real life shit, man. Fucking real life shit, bro. I'm gonna tell everybody to make sure they stay on top of their shit, bro. Because as lenient as some of these motherfuckers sound over the phone, and how, you know, empathetic they sound and shit, bro, they still full of shit, and they want your money or they gonna take their shit. Fucking foul. Foul. Fucking foul. Anywho. Moving on. Let's get into some, I guess we should talk about some celebrity shit. Maybe. Fuck we got, man. Who's in hell's first on the chopping block? Fuck we got, man. Fredro Starr said that there's a fucking Run DMC documentary getting ready to come out, man. I am eager to see that shit because you hear what's going on with Adidas nowadays and shit, bro. And it kind of seems like Ye's gonna somewhat finesse his way to become someone of more importance over there at Adidas, and he's black and shit. You hear about Run DMC and shit. I didn't see either one of those brothers come to Ye's aid with, you know, any type of guidance on how to handle the situation, but by the grace of God, you know, he figured it out for himself, you know what I mean, without the help of, you know, his elders and stuff like that. So, you know, I'm interested to see how their story is framed. You know what I mean? Because Fredro didn't say who it was going to be through or whatever, but it needs to be some, you know, it needs to be broken down. Like, I feel like that should be, you know, an event for days and shit. Y'all know how they used to show 5 heartbeats on TV? But it used to be like 3-4 days of the movie broken all down and shit. That's the fuck they need to be doing. Or was it the Temptations? Either one of them motherfuckers. That's how you do it. Shit, that's how you fucking do it. Those felt good. Of course, we just, you know, we all want just the good story of it or whatever. Because we can see, you know, how Jam Master Jay's death affected them, you know, in these days. You know what I'm saying? As far as how they still lift them up and stuff like that, right? We'd like a little bit more, you know, information about how they were dealing with it at the time. I was a fucking kid, but I still remember how everybody, you know, was showing love and stuff like that. I seen how everybody was just happy when they finally figured out, you know, who had something to do with what, and the person that they deemed responsible for it and shit. Like, that's where I'm confused at. So hopefully the documentary will shed some light on that too. because, man, fucking man, this is all weird, bro. It's just all weird, but, you know, I guess, nigga, if your life is that entertaining and shit, I mean, hell, maybe you would want a documentary about it and shit. What gives us pause is, you know, there have been deaths, so getting, you know, an okay from a parent and shit, bro, like, that shit kind of hard when you're not even at the least offering money and shit. Like, these people were friends of mine and shit, and I want to be able to, you know, break the family off with something and shit, and I don't want to make it seem like I'm finna be the only one to benefit from it, when that's not true. That ain't true at all. It's just, like, a motherfucker would have to, because for one, with me coming with no money and shit, and I'm just like, yeah, let me get our story out there, they could be like, okay, no. If they'd be like, okay, yes, but I want you to highlight such and such, so and so, I mean, shit, that gives them, like, consulting and shit, you know what I'm saying? They damn near EP in this shit, you know what I'm saying? Because, you know, just because they are, you know, the parent and shit like that, and documentaries can, they could be misleading in some ways. They could be. But if done right, you know what I'm saying, like, with the family and shit, I'd say, you know, we could probably put out something, you know, that's unexpected, and that will do great. And on down the line, everybody pockets will feel some type of something. You know what I mean? Like I said, I'm coming with, you know, just good intentions and, you know, platform. And I'm just trying to get the story out there and shit. Our story. Our motherfucking story. You bitches. Look, you bitches. Yeah, man. Run DMC has quite the tale to tell. So, we're going to see how they do that. I just got this fucking text. We're gonna have to go to Bloomington to get our fucking car. Ain't this some shit? By appointment only. These motherfuckers came unannounced. You know what I mean? Not even dressed. Not even dressed for occasion and shit to take somebody's shit. Yeah, so-and-so here. That motherfucker, that's me, dude. I'm like, man. Still have fucking suitcases in the car. So they have bags and shit that we ain't, you know what I mean? Like, shit we just bought and just left in the car because nigga got cold here, man. Like, it was cold when we came back. Like, it was fucking freezing and shit, bro. But yeah. What else? I guess they are still deplatforming Ye. He was live yesterday for about 6 hours on some fucking platform with some fucking dude with glasses and shit. And it was a Ask Me Anything live and shit. And by the time I found it, it was already, you know, they was already talking for 6 hours and shit. Like, one video was 4 hours and another one that went up, it was a live and it was 2 hours long already. So I was about 6-7 hours behind and shit. And also, there were 60,000 people watching him. There were 60,000 people watching this dude. So, motherfucker can't say that he don't got the eyes on him. He still has eyes on him and shit. And he wasn't being inflammatory or anything. It was just, like, y'all niggas let him keep, y'all kept some of the Piers Morgan shit, the Tucker Carlson shit. Like, y'all niggas is using him for views as well and shit. You know what I'm saying? Y'all know damn well because he sells or because he gets clicks, y'all should have something to do with him. Something. Like, this shit is, bro. We didn't let all of this other shit become way more important than, you know, morality. Like, dead ass. That shit's goofy. That shit is pretty goofy. Anywho. We'll get past this shit. Yeah, he'll get past this shit. He's fighting for his own motherfucking way of speaking. He's fighting for his own free speech. But free speech ain't free. It ain't. It definitely isn't, man. Anywho, I'm pretty sure we'll have more Ye news for the rest of this month. You know what I'm saying? It's like, you know, as long as shit keep going, eyes going and shit, bro. Because they're really fucking trying, and it's doing nothing but proving him right. It's doing nothing but proving him right. Hey guys, watch when I say this. They're gonna go such and such, so and so. You know, we called Biden ass retarded the other day. He said Biden doesn't listen to Elon Musk. That's fucking retarded. He said, Biden, you're a fucking retarded. I'm like, bro. I was like, what do you think he's going to say back to you? Tell that nigga to pull up or some shit? Like, he's not finna handle that shit like a gangster, bro. He's not finna fucking handle that shit gangster. Whatever, man. Look, yeah, y'all some shit, bro. And I fucking like it. Like, the nigga, like, they want him to sit down, shut up, and do rap when he not doing that shit, bro. Like, nigga worth $11 billion fucking dollars. Okay, yeah, it ain't the bigger name billionaires type of shit, but we don't see no billionaires act like this. There is obviously something fucking going wrong in Hollywood or in entertainment behind the scenes that nigga he has had enough of. This nigga said Beyonce had the best album of all time. Anywho, let's move on, man. Let's move on, dog. Mandy. Wendy. I don't know why I just did that. Wendy Williams is going to be opening up a restaurant. That shit might be decent. Young Miami, she's going to be in BMF season 2. I read in between the lines of that announcement and just was like, okay, so the new season is a thing. It is coming. And what I also read was that it's going to be on Stars. How the fuck is that possible? How in the fuck is that possible if 50 was just doing an interview saying, oh, yeah, well, you know, it's over with for them boys. Where is he going to take the content? So, or was it like we was right all along when he throws the hissy fit and then, you know, Stars somewhat folds or, you know, bends to his whim or whatever because they see how many people are responding to him saying shit like, oh, yeah, well, you know, our partnership is done and shit like that. Like, then really, how these business people are, they so ahead of the game, they don't even give a fuck about you dissing them online and shit like that. What's going to happen in real life? You know what I'm saying? Nigga text my bitch. Nigga text your bitch. But she's sitting there sucking your dick. She's sitting there sucking my dick. Like, what? In real life, this is what's going on. You want to, what's on your mind? And your ass want a good morning or all of this other bullshit when she's literally on my dick. On it. You know what I'm saying? You sitting there laying there holding this bitch and the phone go off. And she gets to it whenever she gets to it. What has been going on in that real lifetime? Hey, hi, how you doing? 3 hours later. Fine. When really the bitch ain't supposed to be texting no fucking body. But, you know, like I said, you sitting there fucking her in the ass and, you know, there's this fucking punk boy trying to distract. Whatever. This is the real life. Businessmen don't give a shit about what 50 saying online. As long as when that shit come out, all you bitches go click on Stars to watch it. I read it between the lines of that shit. Yeah, she gonna be in season 2. But, you know what I'm saying? Kinda gave us an update. kinda. The government, or whoever the hell in charge of these decisions and shit, has informed the people that freeing Brittany Griner is not a priority. So no matter how much of a damn fuss that it was to get her out, they don't give a fuck. So they made the fuss, created a buzz, and then didn't give a fuck. Got it. I wonder how her motherfucking wife feel. Because for, months now, motherfuckers been saying, oh, yeah, we, you know what I'm saying, we working on the trade, you know, we finna swap, like, the NBA draft and shit like that. Just didn't happen like that, did it? Just didn't fucking happen like that, man. It sucks. Look, it sucks, but I mean, I'm fairly sure there will be something, there'll be something done about it. She's not gonna sit in there for 10 fucking years over a damn vape pen when that shit is not even good for you any damn way. I don't care if it was the dab pens or whatever the fuck. Them motherfucking things is nasty. They are not for human consumption, bro. Like, I'll be looking at everybody smoking them and shit. I'll just be like, you have allowed your body to accept this is okay for you. And it is fucking not. Manufactured ass shit, bro. Like, whatever you want to smoke, that shit comes from the earth. From fucking heroin to fucking, to weed. Like, whatever you want to smoke naturally, bro, that shit comes out of the earth. Certain shit is for certain people, and I mean, you know, certain things is, you know, certain things do different shit to, you know, everybody, so, I mean, there's that. It's just the chemical balance, you know what I mean? You don't want no chemical imbalance, so, you know, of course motherfuckers would, how they do when they do experience, they, you know. Yeah, this is a chill and gradually dry shit. They try to say certain shit's gateway and all of that shit, but I'm telling you, nigga, it was Indians smoking cigarettes, rolling their own cigarettes, rolling their own weed and shit, fucking eating that corn, getting high as fuck. fuck yeah, though, bro. Foul. Look, foul. You don't need no man-made shit, bro. Fucking vapes. And they said she was, like, a really good celebrity basketball player over there. Like, she didn't act like, you know, these other American type of motherfuckers. And she, like, she was, her attitude was different. She treated people differently and shit. I was like, man, that came with being overseas and, you know, just naturally showing respect for people and whatnot. But this one little slip up, and they try to make a whole fucking example out of you. That shit just wasn't right. That shit wasn't right at all. Wasn't fucking right. But, you know, she'll figure something out. The people around her will figure something out. There are other people fighting for her freedom. They just don't have the loudest of voices. Yeah, they ain't got the loudest of voices, man. More people should cover this. Anywho, Jay-Z. Jay-Z had to file a fucking lawsuit just to get some clarity on how much money he has made from Duce for Bacardi. Well, shit, man. Do it. Yeah, do it, because why can't he know? Why can't he know where the shit is being stored at? Why can't he know, you know, the shit that y'all know when he's bringing in just such abundance of revenue? You know, I think they started that deal some time ago, but gradually people started to, you know, start to fuck with started to fuck with Duce and shit, you know what I mean? And it came after those Duce Paloozas and all of that shit and crazy promotion or whatever. But if he's just now getting curious and wanting to know certain shit, show him. Show him. Because that shit is not fucking fair, bro. Like, everybody will sit in the building and be in the damn know and shit. And, you know. Yeah. Look, yeah. Shit's foul, though. Look, shit's foul, though. Ain't nothing. Look, it ain't nothing. Guess we just gonna get an update on that shit, because it turned out he made $11 billion for these motherfuckers, and they didn't, and they got his ass selling pieces of motherfucking his company and shit. That shit's gonna be crazy. Man, that shit's gonna be crazy. Y'all think about it, like, I mean, you work for companies. I mean, you know, most of the audience, they like employees and shit. They workers. That's cool. Imagine how much money you work for them, but they pay you this an hour and shit. But what you get done for them makes them a crazy amount of money and shit. So then you know what I mean? You there 2-3 years or whatever, and then you finally go in there, hey, now can I get a raise and shit? What do you think is going to happen? Like, you are a person. There are many other people. There are applicants on that desk right there. So you got your lips fixed to ask for a raise. When this motherfucker just got 3 years out your ass without you asking for one and shit. I think in certain businesses, they'll just they'll cut their losses. Train a new motherfucker, get another monkey in there to do it. You know what I mean? Any monkey could do this damn job. Like, and they'll prove it to you. They'll prove that shit to you. Shit crazy. As far as Jay-Z's. As far as Jay-Z's motherfucking promotional tactics and shit, like, that shit been A1, my nigga. Straight up, that shit been A1. And, you know, let him be however fucking old he is. That nigga know what he doing as far as to get people interested in something. My nigga. Dr. Dre. Y'all seen how he made the Beats by Dre headphones popular? Y'all seen that shit? Niggas was defiant against the damn system, bro. Defiant. Like, man, where'd you get those headphones? Shit, Drake gave them to me, nigga. Man, I get these bitches free every year, nigga. Shit, nigga, we helped start this company, nigga. And they did. They fucking did. Let's move on. Some people think... people think Aunt Glizzy... They think that some of his views are like Charleston White's. But he kind of strongly disagreed with that shit. So, you know, he's politely asking people to not compare him to Charleston White. Even though, you know, some of the shit that they be saying is kind of like, you know, spot on for... Yeah. Anywho. Let's move on just a little bit here, bro, because... I wanted to know who has seen Till... already. I mean, of course, shit leaks and shit because of, you know, it's the internet or whatever, but I don't want to ruin any shit. But we just finished that TV series of, you know, this same story or whatever. This here is a cinematic release, and yeah, just watch it, because again, a lot of people didn't want to watch the Women of the Movement, or, you know, that TV series. A lot of people ain't want to see it like that. A lot of people still, you know, denying shit too, bro. Like, even to this day, bro, like, you're just like, man, I don't, I just don't like how certain stories are told. Don't like how certain stories are told, bro. But, you know, it's whatever. What else? November 11th is the day for King's Disease 3. That shit, I'm telling you, they 2 for 2 right now, bro. Like, each one got better, so we'll just have to, you know, wait to see or whatever. But I don't think Hit-Boy really
misses often and shit, you know what I'm saying? Because whenever you are able to hear anything off of there, off of any King's disease, my nigga, that shit raw. And then, way to go for Nas, because nigga, he's like, he's kept the shit going. He just kept it going. King's disease, bam. Now this motherfucker getting all type of accolades. And they drop part two and shit. And so on and so fucking forth, bro. We gonna see what's up. I'm definitely finna see what's up with that shit. Let me run to the fucking bathroom real quick. That way we don't get too far ahead of ourselves and shit. We gonna come back and talk about some more gangster shit. So don't nobody move and won't nobody get hurt, yo.
Everyone, Marley Miyagi here, back with yet another show for you ladies and gents to enjoy. Come join us whenever you have a moment or so as we try and figure out what's inside these boxes here in our new series, Out of the Box, shot by those same old late bloomers chaps and brought to you by Marley Media and Renegade Films. That's Renegade Films. Did you hear me?
And we're back, man. Hell yeah, that's how you do it. You want to punch in, kids? Try like that or something, man. Straight like that. If you are just tuning in, thank you. I appreciate your attendance. Late or not, you know what I'm saying? Thank you. You're looking out, shit. You might want to go back because you probably did miss something, but other than that, we're just going to keep this show rolling. Let's keep this bitch going. All right. I stepped away for a few moments there and shit, and, you know, when I looked through my damn phone and stuff like that and tried to, I don't know, man. I tried to keep people in their good spirits and whatnot, bro, but fuck. I really do be trying, but, I mean, can't help somebody who don't want to help themselves, so, I mean, fuck it. I'm just like, man, fuck that shit, bro. I mean, other than that, though, as always, god damn it, left my fucking lighter. Alright, I got it. I'm still smoking on this motherfucking Oreos today and shit like that, you understand? That's what's going on. That's what's happening. Anywho, I, again with the people's feelings things and shit, try to keep everybody, you know, in at least high spirit mode and shit, but, you know. Sometimes it doesn't work. Sometimes it doesn't work. I don't like when people ask obvious questions either. Like a motherfucker say some shit like, oh man, you got this sitting out? Or you got this sitting right here? It's like, you clearly see it's out for a reason. You clearly see that, you know what I mean? It ain't doing no motherfucking harm or no shit like that. And, motherfucker, it's my shit, so if I want to leave anything any motherfucking where, then the answer is yes. Like, shit, yeah, I don't have to explain why. You know, my fucking beer is on the table. Like, dude, get the fuck out of here, man. I told y'all, there's people minding my motherfucking business right now and shit, and I'm not too appreciative of it and shit. I don't really like, you know, I don't like the having to explain myself shit, so that's getting on my fucking nerves. But, you know, we just gonna handle that shit how we supposed to. Gonna have to handle it how we supposed to, bro. Oh, God. Anywho, look, anywho, let's, I guess let's keep today rolling. Yeah. You know, they tried to change up the mood for today. They tried to get it into an ugly, dark place and shit. We did not allow that to happen, so that's beautiful. We can keep it going and stuff. Keep this shit motherfucking rolling, bro. Anywho, look, have a wonderful last weekend before school, guys, because that's exactly what's happening. School is, school's coming back in session, man. School's coming back the fuck in session. Kinda seems like, it kinda feels like. Motherfuckers would be cool, but, I mean, I don't know. I just don't know. Really don't know, bro. But we'll see. Definitely gonna see, bro. Let me see. Now I'm missing shit. I do not like that. I don't like that shit. Whatever, though. Fuck it. We'll keep today fucking rolling. Let's keep it going. Fuck it. News. Alright, what's in the fucking news? What can we talk about? Because there were some other things going on and shit. A few scientists think that cancer may be a thing of the past soon. Probably in about the next 5-10 years or something. But that's better than not knowing anything about anything, you know? They have a vaccine they've been working on. Scientists in this BioNTech think that, you know, like I said, they think that they're close to cracking some type of vaccine for cancer. And, you know, cancer is just that. So if they figure out one, you know, a few tweaks, they'll figure out the other ones and shit. So I am really, I'm really thinking that's a smart, like, it'd be smart to, you know, possibly invest in that shit just to see where, you know, those few dollars go within the next few years and shit. You know, I've seen people, invested in Pfizer and all of that shit and Kleenex and shit. y'all seen people become fucking dirty rich, fucking filthy fucking rich, man. You know what I mean? Just, oh, gosh. Yeah, so they got their little good stuff, but, I mean, there are so many avenues to get money. There's so many avenues to get that bread. That's going to be one of them, though. Seems like it'd be, you know, fairly smart to look into it and, you know, hope that they don't go fucking belly up before all of the research gets done and shit. I'm hoping don't nobody come along and try to steal their fucking idea, like in the Lazarus. The Lazarus, nigga, they found out how to bring people back to life, and as soon as they did, all of the scientists who were working on it got fired, and then it was this new company who acquired all of the information, and, you know, they didn't really want to play ball with the old players, so they just, like, they paid everyone and fired everyone at the same time. So it was like, oh, yeah, you ain't trying to get out? You ain't trying to help us out? Well, get out. Like, they said they was just gonna watch their old videos and shit, and I was just like, man, that sucks. That fucking sucks. But, you know, here we go. Here we go with this shit. I be thinking motherfuckers is really that cutthroat, though. You know what I'm saying? They'll sit there. Remember a National Treasure dude let Nicolas Cage go all around the world looking for the shit, and he would just show up to where he was, where he thought he was going, where, you know, where he thought the treasure was and shit? Not fucking fair at all. Not fair at all, but, you know, it ain't shit. Look, it ain't fair, but it ain't shit, bro. You either taking it on the chin as the harder worker, or, you know, or you're not. Or you are not. Yeah. Anywho, let's move on. There is some other shit. My daughter wanted me to tell y'all that Scars in Dreamlight Valley. I mean, that game's been okay. I mean, shit, you know, who's who the fuck's been rocking with that shit, bro? Because it's like, it's like, I don't know, with these damn games, okay, adding the shit on is fine, alright, as long as it ain't no extra price and shit, but, you know, them fucking updates, bro, like, they take a few minutes, man, and that shit is kind of time sensitive, bro. It's fucking very time sensitive, man, because you'll sit there and be like, look, bro, what the fuck? You know what I mean? What the actual fuck? You get on it and it's not really much change and shit. I'm seeing her play the same little way and shit. Now it can get a bit repetitive or whatever, but really depending on who you rocking with in the game. I mean, shit, the possibilities are endless, you know? But hell's yet up. But hell's yet up. What else? There's another video game shit going on. There's a bunch of people playing that Call of Duty shit right now. A lot of people got it was early. A lot of people, yeah, a lot of people are just doing what a lot of people do and shit. You know what I mean? I guess I could say it like that. What I don't want is, I don't want my fucking YouTube timeline to just be, because I follow gamers and shit, but keep in mind, dude, when everybody is playing the same game the same way and shit, dog, boy, shit could, you know, shit could get a little testy. Everybody's strategy is different. That's for one. That's cool. Oh, yeah, I found what I was looking for. That's why I calmed down a bit. Motherfucking, it seemed like they all, as soon as one game comes out and they know it's going to get views and shit, they all dick ride it. And that shit don't make me want to go buy the game. It didn't make me want to go buy Dying Light 2. It didn't make me want to go get Cyberpunk. I don't like how y'all be doing that shit, bro. Like, you know, to sell a game. Like, man, just get back to the fucking basics of this shit, man. Hey, this game's coming out such and such, so and so, and hit us with some trailers. They keep trying to compete and fucking compare and all of this bullshit online. Nigga, real life matters too. Like, in real life, I don't feel no fucking connection to this shit. Because, nigga, you sat there and got rid of the fucking physical copies. I liked buying my games out of the fucking store. I don't give a shit about convenience and whatnot. They are just trying to keep track of your library for the rest of however long you're a gamer. Fuck out of here. I'm like, yeah, everything's right there. Why? Nigga, I haven't played Fight Night in years and shit. Why do I still see this shit saved in my fucking history and shit? It's like, dog, I'd been deleted that shit, bro. Like, fucking get it. And then I play games, you know, I mean, if I sit down and get into it, nigga, hours will pass. But thing about me is I have other real life shit that's more important than the game. So if I sit on a game for 10, 15 minutes, somebody's hungry. You know what I mean? Fix that. 15 minutes has passed. I get back on the game, play another 10 minutes. Somebody got to use the bathroom. Or somebody's got to go somewhere. Or somebody's messing with somebody. I can't sit down and play the fucking game. You know what I'm saying? Like, these motherfucking, the newer gamers are figuring out, like, hey, if I don't have a family, I can just sit and play the game. Now, thank God I wasn't thinking like that when I was a fucking kid, because that's the most stupidest shit I've ever fucking heard. Nigga, you can play the game for as long as you can play the game. You know what I mean? But it's just how important is your real fucking life? Like, that's all I be. You know what I mean? That's the only thing I give a fuck about, is how much energy you put into something. How much money is it making for you? How much time is it taking away from you? Shit like that. But it ain't nothing, though. Definitely ain't nothing, though. Because we gonna fix this shit. Yep, we about to fix this here. Oh, God. What else? The fuck else, bro? I don't like spinning off of shit like that. Charles Barkley, along with some others, have signed a $100 million deal to talk about sports. It definitely ain't to play them motherfuckers, is it? It's to talk about sports. I mean, man, hell yeah. I mean, give them that Madden money, man. Straight up. Give him that Madden money for the motherfucking NBA coverage. Because y'all would have gave it to Madden. Y'all probably would have gave Madden a lot of motherfucking more. That's how I feel like. I feel like if Madden was still alive and John Madden, y'all niggas would have paid him day back. That's for one sport. You know what I mean? One, he'll be a sports analyst in one aspect. And Charles Barkley and them, like I said, they going to cover, you know, what they cover. I'm just glad they ain't on some shit like, yeah, well, now you have to cover this and you have to cover that. Nah, they paying these people, they fair wage. You know, obviously they wouldn't have announced it if it wasn't fair. So these motherfuckers getting fair wages all around. And, you know, it is not just one person. You know what I mean? Because even if it was just Charles Barkley, I mean, shit, nigga, he kind of like earned that shit. You know what I mean? Like, dead ass. I mean, you know, Chuck, he's entertaining. I'll give him that shit. I'll give his ass that shit. Shaq, him too. You know what I mean? Those guys is conversation, man. Like, the way that they do it, they'll, you know what I mean? That's what draws in the audience and shit. And then plus, if ESPN and all of that shit, man, if all that shit really is under Disney, my nigga, y'all got it. Y'all fucking got it. Give him the money. Yeah. Yes, give him the money. Yes, he deserved it. Hell yeah, he earned that shit, man. Go on and chop that shit up with him. Go on and chop that shit down for him. Let him get that. Let them receive those blessings and things. You know what I'm saying? And, I guess we just gonna take it like that. We just gonna move on and take it like that, bro. I'm sure I'm 15 minutes into my second half by now or whatever. So, I mean, I'm trying to keep checking my time and shit, man. I'm trying to keep up with things, but I'm thrown out of the fucking loop, man. I'm really thrown out of the loop. I don't be knowing where half my stuff is. And the other half of it won't tell me. And that other half won't say shit. So it's like constant battles. Look, constant fucking battles, man. Knock out the rest of this damn show. I know y'all gonna miss me, but we've still been together like Nike Airs and Crisp Tees, man. Before I do get off of the subject, sports coverage, anyway, you know, it was just another way for everyone to watch the station. You know what I mean? Because they don't even be showing games on the stations that some of these sports coverage shows come on. So they need the good personalities. You know what I mean? They need the people who are going to draw on the, you know, the Stephen A. Smith type of audience, the Skip Bayless type of audience. They fuck with motherfuckers, bro. They really rock with people. And depending on your taste in sports, my nigga, you already have the media, you already have the media people that you want to fuck with and shit. You know what I'm saying? So that's pretty good. Variety. Variety is always good. Variety is always good, man. Hell yeah. Man. Yeah. Hell yeah. I was drinking this motherfucking mango lemonade today, man. It feels good. And it smells good. And all of that extra shit. Still got that lemony taste, but I'm telling you, that mango's in there. Fucking awesome. Really, really awesome. What the fuck was I, what was I getting ready to say? Something gangster. Something motherfucking gangster. I don't know. Maybe I'll figure it out later on. You guys... excuse me. Have you guys been seeing the, no, wait, nope. Can't even ask y'all about that. Can't ask y'all about that. Sidebar. If I'm a, lie, you a lie, bitch. Wonder where I get it fucking from. Fucking motherfucker, you take, yeah. If I'm a lie, you a lie. Huh. Yeah. Sidebar. Look, sidebar. They know who they are. Look, they know who they are. Roy Jones Jr. Roy Jones Jr. is looking for an opponent, man. A worthy opponent. He ain't trying to hurt you. He just wants to beat up a celebrity for, you know, charity? Ain't that what they be doing that shit for? For fucking charity and stuff? Eh, whatever though. I know that the NBA season has just started and whatnot, and the Warriors are looking fucking good. Excuse me. They are looking pretty alright as fuck, man, as the season has began. You know what I'm saying? People think that the Lakers aren't gonna be much of a factor this year, but, dude, it has just begun. It is just the beginning. Calm the fuck down. You know you don't want your favorite team to kick off their, you know, seasonal record with a loss. But, you know, they'll face each other again and shit. Maybe things will be different. Maybe things will be different, you know what I mean? Jadakiss is launching a Kiss Cafe. He's going into business with his father and his son. Y'all know that's some New York shit. And also that's some, you know what I mean? Get those guys trying to jump into, you know, the service of the people and shit. You know what I'm saying? He's finding another way to bring in some more money and shit. It's Jadakiss. It's the Kiss Cafe. I mean, shit, you know, that shit makes sense, bro. I'm proud of him. Very, very fucking proud of him. Because, you know, like, we know the guy because of the just... demon type of level he'll get to with the wordplay and, you know, and rapping and shit, bro. And, you know, when people ain't really when people ain't really buying the music like that and shit, you know, you just like go ahead and figure out a way to, you know, provide them a service and shit and get they dollar into your pocket. You know what I mean? That's how you do it. So I'm saluting to him. One thing that was kind of weird over these last couple of days was that, and keep in mind, like, it's as common as it is, it just was, like, the dynamic of this was crazy. King Yella told Lil Durk, happy birthday. It just, you know, as surface level as it is, hey man, but you know what I'm saying? As just low as that is, as a greeting or as an anything, you know what I mean? As a human exchange, you know what I'm saying? As low as that is, as a human exchange, right, bro? A lot of people felt hurt. A lot of fucking people felt hurt about that. A lot of people felt, you know, a disconnect with King Yella and shit. And a lot of people called him a clout chaser. A lot of people call that nigga clout chaser. Now, one person who actually did, you know, step up and say something was FYB J-Main. And he, man, you can see that guy, you can see it in his face. Like, he has genuine confusion as to why someone would do that. And you like, do what? Wish somebody a happy birthday? Well, it's the person whose birthday it is, and it's also the person who's saying it. Like, like, for real, dude, look at this shit. Look at the history. There is a history of years of Lil Durk purposely not working with any GD artists because he didn't want to give them no shine. There's been a lot of that shit going on. There's been a lot of
muscling people out of the game, but once people saw that, you know, nigga, these GDs, nigga, they got money too. You know what I'm saying? Once they started doing that, you know, they actually did start making somewhat of a comeback and shit. And then, you know, salute to Zach TV, and also rest in peace. But he gave them boys a fucking voice to at least fucking fight back. And also, Zach TV made all you niggas want to pick up a motherfucking camera. Just want to say that shit. Made all you niggas want to pick up a camera. Not me. I had already been inspired and was doing the shit. That nigga, honestly, he got a lot of people hurt. Zach TV putting that idea out there, you know, just the camera shit and sitting down and, you know, putting it up on the internet and stuff like that, definitely paved the way for a lot of you Chicago niggas. Oh, God, y'all better get that nigga his motherfucking flowers. But, yeah, there's history and shit in between King Yella and Lil Durk. I don't know how. No, see, no, I can't say that because it's directly affecting King Yella, because Duck is dead and, like, y'all heard him making fun of the shit, you know what I'm saying? And then you're gonna tell this nigga happy birthday. So J-Man, he just, like, he was like, he's reaching out to fans, really, because he, like, man, y'all, you know, get in his comments and tell him to call me, because I don't know. He just was like, man, I don't know how to respond to that. And when you beefing with somebody for so damn long, bro, I mean, I guess you wouldn't know how to, you know, you wouldn't know how to maneuver if you seen one of your homies, you know, like, expressing care for. I handled it very well because I understand business, and I understand that in our real life, when motherfuckers dissed us, bro, we did something about that shit. You know what I'm saying? So, you want to go on and work with this person on down the line or whatever because of any type of gain or any type of, you know, something that swings in your way, that's on you. You know what I mean? You go ahead, because obviously that's something you would want to do just so that, you know, you could further your musical career or you could further your way of life. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's fucking beautiful that you're in that position of feeling of, you know, self-worth, of all of that shit. Like, you're willing to just be like, all right, yeah, the dead has died. We're still living. Let's change. Fucking wonderful. That's awesome. There are some things I cannot forgive. There are some things that have happened that need to be rectified at the appropriate time. You'll know what I'm talking about if I, you know, like, if I go to jail, just read the charges. You know what I'm saying? If I go to jail, nigga, read what for? Don't let them lie about while I'm in there. You know what I'm saying? Don't let the show not mean anything. Like, nigga, this is 700-some fucking episodes, bro, and I'm on these niggas' necks. Hey, bro, you think I'm listening to you? Hey, boy, you think I'm listening to you? Man, hell no, nigga, they listen to me. I don't hear not one fucking song. I don't give a shit, bro. Don't even fucking care. It's just the fact that I'm still alive after, you know, the stuff that we did to them and shit. That in and of itself is pussy. Because here it is, you done made all this damn money and got such reach and you such the killer and blah, 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 blee, blee, blee. But I'm here every 2 days on y'all ass for years. So that helps me and my, you know what I'm saying? That helped me fucking feel better. That's where I'm at with it. Because if paths ever were to cross and ain't no fucking kids involved, because keep me like, this shit deep, bro. Like, you know, my documentary is going to be awesome. It's going to be really fucking awesome because it's going to show you that, nigga, I can pop off any fucking where. Any fucking where. The times that I've seen anybody from that camp, they asses was doing, you know, kid shit. Everybody's doing, like, at the basketball games, niggas at championships, niggas, you know, all this stuff where it's like, you know, it's for the kids. And, you know, we ain't supposed to be, you know, cutting up because of the kids and shit. It's like going to a youth basketball game, getting drunk, and fighting the ref. You know what I'm saying? That's, nigga, you'll get banned and shit. Like, you want to, you know, go see your kid and shit, see your kid do great and whatnot.
But I want you to be as uncomfortable as a motherfucker, as I can make you. I'm going to make you uncomfortable as I can, you know, while you doing this shit here. You know, and if ain't nothing wrong with it. A little intimidation and shit here and there. That's cool with me. That's cool with me. You're no fuck. All that other shit, though, I mean, shit, boy. Nobody fucking scared. Nobody hiding. None of that shit, boy. Like, motherfuckers better cut it the fuck out. Niggas better cut it out. J-Main, I'm just as confused, but keep in mind, this shit is a business, man. This shit is a fucking business, dog. Anyway, this weekend, Kendrick's live performance of the Big Steppers, it will be awesome. It will be awesome. They're saying that it's going to show up live on Amazon Prime, so obviously he's got some type of deal with that, so that shit's awesome, you know what I mean? What else? Anna May Wong will be the first Asian American to be featured on U.S. currency. Give her some love, give her some salutes and shit like that. When they did the whole Maya Angelou thing on the quarter and stuff, bro, they turned the dude the wrong way and shit. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, just keep in mind how they gonna play with Miss Wong's picture, or you know, any type of feature or whatever the fuck. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Anyway. I don't know, guys. It seems like today is full enough and shit, man. Or, you know, Silent Hill 2 is on the way. Bunch of remake shit, bro. It's a remake, but hopefully, you know, hopefully they got a new lead playable character and shit. You know what I mean? If you get my hint. And it's still spooky season out here, man, this way. So, you know, make sure y'all got your kids at least straight or whatever. I'm in a fucking bind here. I mean, have y'all got them they shit yet? No? Yeah? Yeah. Y'all gonna be getting cussed the fuck out soon. Anywho. What else? Nothing else. I'm getting out of here. So if you're new, shout out to you, man. Glad you came through. Sure appreciate that shit. Good looking out. I will be back. Yeah. Day ones. Today's done. It's over with. Make sure you dap the door, man. Tip the waitress. Wipe your feet before you go to the crib. All that good shit. I'll be back. Oh, God. Hey, nigga. You think I'm listening to you? Boy, hell no. Ain't nobody listening to you, man. Go on some damn where. Fuck out of here. All right, y'all. Yeah.